And now we'll work on the Mantodea fairly quickly. There's not a whole lot to say about the Mantidae. They're a neat group. I'm not saying they're not important, but there's, like in North America, there's only one family. Well, there's a second family, but it's only got one species in southern Florida. So all our species are in one family, the Mantidae. In fact, I think all our species are in the same subfamily, even the Mantidae. So, but these are the Mantodea. They're called the praying mantids. Again, you should be aware that sometimes these have been lumped together with the, like the cockroaches, and sometimes with the Isoptera into an order. I don't know if I've ever really said what the order name was. Okay. Sorry about that. This other order name might see is the Dictyoptera. That's kind of an old order name when they were lumping some of these separate families together to form a bigger orthopteroid order. So,
what's the prefix for the word
mean? Dicty? I don't know off the top of my head. I'll have to look up Dicty. So, there's about 1,500 species in the world, only 17 in North America. As I said, all our species are in the Mantidae, and most are in the Mantini. Most praying mantids are fairly large and more stick-like, long, slender, although there are some in tropical areas like Southeast Asia, again, kind of like the walking sticks, where they look more like leaves, even the petals of flowers. There's some bright pink colored praying mantids that are really spectacular. Now, I'd mentioned earlier, like the walking sticks had the pronotum very short. This is one of the groups. This is the pronotum going from there to the head all the way back to there. So the pronotum is fairly long. Also, notice the front legs. This segment you see right here, that's fairly long and slender at the base, that's not the femur, that's the coccyx. So it has long, slender coccyx also. So the pronotum and the coccyx are fairly long, slender. The femora and the tibia usually have some stout spines on them. And so you can just look at them and they're built to grab hold of other insects. So grasping type front legs, raptorial, like raptors, predatory. These are predatory, feeding on other insects. They're generally considered to be beneficial, but they are what we call indiscriminate predators, that they don't judge. A meal comes along, they don't say, well, that's a good insect, I'm going to let it go.
I think I remember that scene. Some even eat some rodents, I suppose.
They might, some small ones in that. But they will eat bees and things too, so. But the benefits are sometimes used. I haven't seen it lately, but I wouldn't be surprised if you still couldn't purchase praying mantid eggs. They lay their eggs in these large masses called oothecae. You see that along the right-hand side, all kinds of different shapes and sizes. The one that I'm familiar with is like this big ball-shaped one. In Indiana, we used to... Well, the big praying mantid around in the eastern U.S. is called the Chinese mantid.
Is it considered invasive?
Not that I know of, but it might be, since it's called the Chinese. It may be someplace, but I don't know if it's a... with that common name, you'd think it would be. I don't think that big Chinese one occurs up here. I don't think it makes it through the winters.
But we do occasionally get them, and I think it's because people have purchased these egg cases and put out in their gardens. And they will make it through the summer and get to the adults, but I just don't think they'll
make
it through the winter here. We do have some smaller species sometimes we find out on the prairies, and that a whole different species. But so these have very good eyesight, large compound eyes. It's what you would expect in a predator species. And their head is very mobile. They're the only insect that can really look up back over their shoulders and that. So what else do we want to say about praying mantids? Tarsi are usually 5-segmented. Antennae are relatively short.
Females eat males.
There are some species where that's true, that the females they'll mate. And again, it's not good for the male because he probably could mate with other females too, but it gives the female one good last meal before, for the development of her eggs, and that she needs the energy to lay the eggs and that. These rely on mimicry of their surroundings. Again, their coloration and that, they tend to look like sticks or leaves and blend in their greens and browns. And so I don't know. I haven't seen any praying mantids around this year. So anyway, I will...